in the limelight.
An increase of field executions of Palestinians is all but guaranteed after the Zionist regime recently revised its open fire policies. Troops in the West Bank are now permitted to shoot at Palestinians, even when they don't pose an immediate threat, media reported recently. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Maureen Claire Morphy, journalist. This article is titled, Zionist Regime Codifies Shoot-to-Kill Policy Against Palestinians. Stay tuned for more. A Palestinian motorist was killed in the northern occupied West Bank recently after what the Zionist regime military said was an attempt car ramming of troops at a checkpoint. Troops opened fire at the driver after the latter attempt to break through the checkpoint, Israeli regime media reported. Troops stationed at the checkpoint opened fire at the motorist, whose vehicle crashed into a military jeep. Both vehicles caught fire. The Zionist troops were lightly injured but not hospitalized, according to media reports. The slain Palestinian was identified as Abdul Aziz Hikmet Musa, 22. As in countless other cases in which alleged Palestinian assailant was shot dead and no Israeli seriously wounded, the shooting may amount to an extrajudicial execution. For years, human rights groups have accused the Zionist regime of operating under a shoot-to-kill policy that has transformed police, the Zionist troops, and armed civilians into judges and executioners. The result has been dozens of Palestinians killed at checkpoints in the streets of Al-Quds and Al-Khalil, where Zionist settlers live in close proximity to Palestinians and other points of friction. An increase of field executions of Palestinians is all but guaranteed after the Zionist regime recently revised its open fire policies. Troops in the West Bank are now permitted to shoot at Palestinians who throw rocks or Molotov cocktails at civilian cars, even when they don't pose an immediate threat, media reported recently. A military spokesperson said that the new policy, the text of which remains classified, had been in effect for around the past month. The new open fire policy blatantly violates international law, as does the Zionist regime's routine practice of using lethal force against Palestinians who do not pose an immediate threat. Under international law, intentional lethal force is only justified in circumstances where a direct threat to life or of serious injury is present, as Defense for Children International Palestine states. The revised open fire policy seems to be a codification of long-standing Zionist regime practice. This has been the deadliest year for Palestinian children in the West Bank and Gaza since 2014, according to the rights group. The Zionist regime troops and armed settlers have killed 4 Palestinian children in the West Bank since the beginning of October. Of one of them, Amjad Abu Sultan, 14, was shot and killed by Zionist troops waiting in ambush as he allegedly lit a Molotov cocktail near Route 60 near Beit Lah on October 14th. Meanwhile, 15-year-old Muhammad Amjad Daras was shot in the stomach by an Israeli regime sniper during a protest near Nablus on November 5th. Al-Haq, a Palestinian human rights group, is calling on the International Criminal Court, ICC, to investigate the extrajudicial killing of Muhammad Salima, 25, in Al-Quds earlier this month. The Zionist regime border police shot Salima at close range. Salima was lying on the ground, injured, and no longer posed a threat when he was shot to death. The deadly incident was recorded on video by eyewitnesses, generating condemnation from the UN Human Rights Office in Palestine. The Zionist regime authorities closed their investigation into Salima's killing after only 5 days, while the officers who shot him were praised by the regime's top officials. Some 330 Palestinians have been killed by the Zionist regime forces and armed settlers in the West Bank and Gaza so far this year. 17 Israelis and people inside the occupied Palestinian territories were killed in context of occupation during the same period.